commonly believed that to be an alcoholic, you have to drink excessively and consume alcohol almost every day. But this isn't necessarily true. In fact, it's possible to be an alcoholic without even knowing it. We'll discuss what we mean on the next Family Matters. Please stay with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a good question from a concerned wife and mother. She asks, "Can you help me understand whether I have a serious problem with alcohol? Here's my situation. I'm a hassled and harried mother of three young children. After school, I pick up my kids and go to the supermarket where I have to rush to grab a few things and get out of the store before the kids have a meltdown. Then we hurry home and I try to start dinner while helping with homework. When my husband comes home, I get a glass of wine and sit down to dinner to unwind. But instead of enjoying a relaxing meal, I find myself cutting up the kids' food, pouring drinks, serving my husband, and trying to talk to him about his day. Then the kids need a bath, homework has to be checked, and lunches have to be packed. By bedtime, I need another glass of wine to calm down. Some nights, I just lie in bed with the TV on and have another drink or two to get sleepy, but this doesn't happen very often. Do you think I'm an alcoholic? There are many people who consume alcohol the way you do. They don't appear to be drinking to excess and have never had a drunk driving charge. From their perspective, they use alcohol simply to relax or to get themselves through a tiring day. But the fact of the matter is that they have a problem that needs serious attention. As of 2015, the criteria for diagnosing alcoholism has changed. Clinicians now refer to alcoholism as alcohol use disorder, or AUD. If you can respond positively to at least two of these questions that I'm going to give you, you meet the criteria for having alcohol use disorder. Have you, within the past year, had times when you ended up drinking more or longer than you intended? More than once desired or tried to stop drinking but couldn't? Spent a lot of time drinking, getting over the after effects of drinking, or being sick as a result of alcohol consumption? Wanted to drink so badly that you couldn't think of anything else? Found that drinking or being sick from drinking often interfered with your work, your studies, or your responsibilities to your family? Continued to drink even though your habit was causing trouble with family or friends? Given up or cut back on activities that were important or pleasurable to you in order to drink? More than once become involved in situations during or after drinking that increased your chances of getting hurt, like driving or having unsafe sex? Continued to drink even though it caused blackouts, made you feel depressed or anxious, or aggravated some other health problem? Found that you had to drink much more than you once did in order to get the effect you wanted? Sensed things that were not there, or experienced withdrawal symptoms when the effects of alcohol were wearing off? For example, trouble sleeping, restlessness, nausea, sweating, heart racing, or seizure? As you consider your own situation and responses to each of these questions, it's important to bear in mind that self-assessment is not always the most reliable means of diagnosing alcohol use disorder, in part because denial is a hallmark of addiction, including alcoholism. Furthermore, problematic drinking may not always rise to the level of physical dependency, but it can still reflect an inappropriate means to medicate and manage one's emotional pain. In view of this, we would strongly encourage you to seek a professional evaluation. You should think about enlisting the help of a qualified Christian counselor. Focus on the Family's counseling department can direct you to a qualified therapist practicing in your area. Call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. Even if you are not found to be chemically dependent upon alcohol, you should still give careful consideration to the impact your habit may be having on your marriage and family. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.